Are you
gonna
text the whole time?
No. I just silenced my phone.
Oh, thank you.
Do we keep Mac Miller on in the background?
No.
That's pretty cool. You gotta pay for YouTube. I started paying. It's $13.
I know, but I pay for
no,
everything.
No, it's different. No, me too.
I pay for everything.
I'm gonna pay for everything, guy, but YouTube is the main one that should be paid for.
Sounds good.
It changes the way you do things.
Really?
Like, yeah, like, I just started paying for it last month. I was one of those people.
Oh, really?
But it's so much better.
How has it changed your life?
I mean, just no commercials.
Yeah, obviously.
They're abusing the commercials now.
Well, that's how they make their money.
I don't care. I don't care about that.
Yeah, get closer.
But then the mic is gone.
Oh, whatever, never mind. You're right.
I can't push the mic.
You can't pull closer?
Does it stretch out?
It's good. Yeah, you know how to work a mic. Beautifully done. Look at us. All right, cool. Well, Ian, Laura, thanks for doing this. Welcome to Tori's Stupid Podcast. It's not out yet. No one's seen it. So it means a lot for you to come out and...
Just like my career. Not out yet. No one's seen it.
You're doing really well. Yeah. You've got an HBO special. You're working on a new one?
Yes.
Or I don't know where it's going.
I don't know where it's going either.
Where do you want it to go?
I don't know. I would do
dreams,
it.
Dreams, goals?
Yeah.
I remember one time I said I really wanted a Netflix special, and you're like, why would you say that? Why don't you want a HBO special or Amazon Prime special?
Right, that's the thing. Like, I'm pretty grateful. I'm pretty grateful whoever wants to give it to me.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't like to, I think we had this conversation before. People set goals and they make it so specific, which I'm like, are you going to be mad if Prime gives you a special?
Yeah, but have you heard of a SMART goal?
Yeah.
Specific, measured.
Yeah.
What's the A?
I don't believe in that. I believe that's setting yourself up for failure.
You've done a lot, though.
And none of them were goals.
Really?
Yeah.
You just fell. You tripped and fell. And
It's they're goals, but they're not smart goals. They just as they come, I take them. It's things I've wanted to do. Like, but some people be like, I want to do that. Like, some people would be like, I want to do it by the time I'm 35.
How old are you?
And I'm like, I'm 33.
Okay, you're young.
Yes.
I always think you're so much older than me because you're like older than me in comedy.
Yeah, I'm a lot older than you in comedy.
Yeah.
What, 10
and you
years?
You make me like feel that. You're like my great-grandfather.
Why can't I just be a grandfather?
I don't know, because you act like I'm always like, sensei, help me. I'm lost.
You're
and
not lost.
And then you're like, here's the forest. Follow the...
I'm lost too. Don't follow me.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't see... Every comic I talk to, no matter what level they're at, they're like, it's fucked. And the algorithm, we're all praying to the algorithm gods.
Same.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
I agree. I have this conversation every day. I was
every
having this conversation. Do you talk comedy? Do you talk
day.
Comedy? I don't want to talk comedy if you don't talk comedy on this podcast.
It's a whatever podcast.
All right.
So it's called Tori's Stupid Podcast.
Right, and we're nailing it.
Is that pissing you off?
Yeah, hold on.
Tighten it up.
There you go.
There we go.
I was having this conversation today with another comic friend of mine. I think I've been around long enough to see a lot of different fads come and go. Mm-hmm. But I think this is the most interesting one because since I started comedy, which was in 2011, this is the first time. And even in the history of comedy, this is like the most explosive it's been.
In terms of like volatile?
No, in terms of like people seeing success extremely fast.
Like, I can think of someone.
The most. No, literally everyone. Like, literally everyone.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, I haven't felt it yet.
I mean, even you. Like, you're on the road and stuff.
It's true.
Like, that's
it's true.
Like.
I've been really lucky because I am tied to one of those people that blew up.
Yeah. But you're talking about Troy?
Yeah.
But Troy's not fast. Yeah. I've known Troy for since, like, I started.
Yeah, but it was, like, overnight that he became public. It's, like, one of those, like,
yeah, but he,
situations.
But, no, but he's not one of those people. He was. Troy hosted at Broadway, which is not easy.
No.
For years.
It's
for
so not
years
easy.
He was fighting.
It's so not easy.
I remember late night fighting crowds, literally like going back and forth. So I wouldn't even include him. I think the success might seem overnight, but he paid the dues.
Yeah.
Now people are like 3 years in, 2 years in, like have paid no, like the dues
but
police, but
you also told me once be a part of it. It's really
impressive. It's insane. It's ridiculous.
Oh crap, where did we cut out?
On a feet talk?
I'd be really sad if we didn't capture you being like, I really think you're amazing and I'm so grateful for our friendship.
Yeah. I mean, is there any way we could check
there.
That?
No. I'm not good at this. I'm learning still.
Yeah. So
So you're at the so okay.
I was saying that we're friends.
Yeah.
Some people I'm like friends with. Some people I've grown natural friendships with, but most people just assume that I'm like a all about the business serious person. Mm-hmm. But I'm actually like a fun guy.
You are a fun guy.
Yeah.
But you're silly on your podcast. I feel like people get to see that.
Yeah, yeah, but I just mean like around the clubs and stuff. Yeah.
Well, you are like professional.
I try to be, yeah.
You get in, you do your shit, and then you get out.
Yeah, but I'll come visit you at Greenwich
yeah.
and do nothing
yeah.
and just say hi.
I love when you do that. I was yeah. going to text you the other day and be like, are you going to come by? And then I was like, nah, don't be annoying.
Yeah, that's weird that I don't, I think people should always do, like, when you want to hit me up, I think you should hit me up.
Okay.
Like, and right. I think everyone in general should do that.
That's a beautiful sentiment.
Well, I mean, we were talking about the algorithm and all those that nonsense. I feel like everything is so negative that any chance to give positive, you should take it.
I have texted really sappy texts to people before.
Yeah, I think that's good.
We're all just like,
and hey, if they can't deal with it, that's on them. That's not you. Right.
Well, I mean, you've seen my doodles. Do you follow my doodle account?
Yeah.
I made one. It's on my like real Instagram though. But it's a girl holding a mirror, and it says it's never really about you, and I really believe that. Like it is never really about you.
Sometimes it is.
I mean, but the way people
you never hated you ever hated somebody.
Have you ever hated someone?
Yeah, like I hate this person.
What's really fucked up is the first thought I have is like, I have to cut this out.
It's no, like my no cutouts.
Like the people that I love the most, I get the most mad at.
Yeah, but that's not hate.
But that's the only thing that comes to mind is that. Like, I've never hated a stranger. I'm like, you know, step into traffic if someone's, like, in my way.
Yeah.
But I don't really mean that, and yeah.
Yeah.
What about you? Have you ever hated
someone? Nah, I try not to hate people. There's certain people that I could just not be around and be good.
That's fair. Like,
I don't want to be around them.
Yeah. I have a few unique scenarios where, like, I don't like someone, but they love me, and I
really?
Like them by default because they are so nice to me. Like, they want to be involved. They want to take me to like, they want to just be around me, and like,
why?
I don't know. I guess, I mean, you like me as a friend, so it's like, yeah. I just have a few friends that I'm like, I don't like you, but if you want to be around me, like,
you could be mean sometimes.
Me?
Yeah. What's that about? Let's unpack that.
You think I could be mean?
Let's unpack that.
Tell me.
Yeah, sometimes you're mean.
To you?
Have
I been mean to you?
No, I don't think you have. Well, I think one time you were. I think last time we hung out, you were like mean.
Really?
Yeah.
I do remember pushing buttons on, we were talking about your jokes, right? And I was like,
I don't think that was the last time.
I was like, all you talk about is dating. And I was kidding. Is that what you're talking about?
I don't think that was the last time. I think there was another time.
Don't make me bring up times that I think I'm being mean.
I think there was another time. But I remember that time.
Yeah, you were like, that's not true. And I was like, I'm just hot takes right now.
Yeah, I felt like you were on one that day. Here's the thing with women.
Oh, God.
Women menstruate. So. Right.
So we're all fucked up sometimes.
Yeah.
But men go through the same cycle that women go through in a month and a day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's factual?
Yeah, so women go through it in a month, and then every day men go through the same cycle, but it's just in the day.
Yeah, I'm kidding. And obviously, this isn't a adulthood pod, so I don't want people listening and thinking that I'm one of those guys.
I keep doing it.
But
do you really mean, though?
But no, this is for real. I did find, like, with my ex, I found that around the time she got her cycle, it was different.
Really?
Like, life was different.
For you?
Yeah. And I thought it was like, I thought I was like, I'm like, this is cliche. Like,
it is cliche.
This seems too cliche. Like, I didn't want to say it because I was like, this seems like, it seems like a bad movie.
No, it's real. What's weird for me is I don't have a regular period. So if I'm feeling really bitchy, I'm like, I don't know why.
Like, yeah, my ex was really, really cool. Like, literally, like, the coolest, easygoing. And then that week would come and it would just be like, she would just fight with me. Like.
Over nothing.
Like, and I didn't know when her cycle.
What was the craziest fight she
picked? I didn't know when her cycle came. I didn't know. Like, I didn't keep track of it. But like, when I noticed that it was like, if it was like back to back arguments, like 2 days, 3 days,
you're about to bleed out.
Yeah, I would ask, and she would be like, yeah, and I would be like, oh, because she would just go from like the coolest to like just.
When was this? Is a long time ago.
Yeah.
Or recent.
Yeah, a while ago. But I think that's been the case probably with all my exes.
Yeah, imagine. I have a lot of friends that have given birth now, and like they're just
gross
during the postpartum time. Like, and I'm like, could you imagine being with someone like they're just different?
No, we broke up.
Right. You can't break up that once there's a baby involved.
I'm not one of those guys. Some of these guys exist that are like, you know, some of these guys are like, my girl is just mean to me and I just sit there and take it. That's like a thing.
Do you think they like it?
I don't know. I don't like it. I don't like it.
You don't like when girls are mean?
No, I don't like mean.
You just call me mean.
I don't like mean.
When was I mean?
I don't like mean general. When like, was I mean? In general. I forgot.
Well, then it sounds like I wasn't that mean.
No, you weren't that mean. I wouldn't have done the pod. I don't like mean. I like if you want to get roast. Here's the thing. A lot of times women like to nag and be roasty. Yeah. And I'm for that, but it got to be funny. Because if okay. it's not, I'm not going to laugh. And then yeah. you're going to think I'm mad. And true. I'm not. I'm just not giving you a fake laugh.
That's fair.
Yes.
That's fair. All right. And I like that you do think women are funny. A lot of people don't think women are funny.
Oh, I think they're the funniest.
And I remember telling you that and you're like, that's crazy. Like growing up, the women in my family were so funny. And I've actually had this conversation with another male comic. And he was like, yeah, well, historically, women weren't even allowed to vote, so you didn't really have a
voice. The good old days.
And my family, like, none of the women are funny. He, like, doubled down when I was, like, clearly offended by, like...
He said no women are funny?
In his family.
He was, like, but I guess he grew up with that.
Yeah, he's, like, from...
But my family, they were, like, all the women were, like, roasty, mm-hmm. like, they'll roast they you. Sound fun. Like, you came in, like, if you walked in through the door wearing something stupid, they'll be like, what the fuck is that? Like,
yeah, when I only know one girl from your family, Jen, she's amazing.
My niece.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I love
yeah.
her.
Yeah.
And we've stayed connected. We've only met a few times at Stan, but like we'll like DM on Instagram. And like
yeah.
Heart emoji each other and stuff like that. We're like each other's hype girls.
Yeah. No, she's funny.
She's
yeah.
fun.
All the girls in my family are funny.
Does she still work at the Stand?
Yeah.
I love her. I need yeah. to come by. I am starting a show at the Stand.
Yeah.
You oh, you got in?
Didn't I get you that show?
You told me how to get it.
So yes.
I said, how do I do this? And you're like, email this.
And email. I gave you the email.
Yeah, you want to be on my first
so
show?
So I got you the show.
Thank you, Ian.
You're welcome.
Thank you. All my success is because of you.
You're welcome.
I don't know what I'd do without you. Honestly, though, you have really helped me a lot.
I think...
Anytime I feel really sad or like lost, I reach out to you.
Yeah, I think other than Troy, I'm probably the biggest influence in your life.
Yeah. It goes, Troy, you, my dad.
Yeah. And Troy is just there. That's temporary. Even he knows that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll be out.
You think so?
Out of your life, I mean. He'll be successful forever. Yeah. He'll be successful forever, but he'll just move on to like
we won't be friends anymore?
Yeah, no. He'll get a new opener.
Well, yeah. I mean, eventually he will get a new opener.
Yeah.
I'd like to hope that I move up.
Not for that reason.
Why?
Just get a new opener.
Oh, okay.
I'm joking. Shout out to Troy. When is he doing this pod?
I don't know. He told me I have to like get it off the ground first. My battery's gonna die on my camera. Don't kill me.
Damn, should I have not done this so early?
Don't kill me. Well, yeah, wait, what?
Are you serious?
I am. It's hard being a podcaster.
All right, this is why. This is why Troy won't do it.
Are you having fun?
I wish it didn't keep cutting off every 2 minutes.
All right, I will get better equipment. How about that? I'll promise that.
All right.
It's just really finicky.
I have that camera.
You do?
Yeah.
The Rebel T7?
Yeah. I could give it to you. You want it?
Really? You don't want it?
No, I don't use it. I use it sometimes.
Do you not like it?
Well, I use it. I got a way better camera to do clips. I think you're cutting yourself off on this.
I am.
I think I got a better camera to do clips, and then I'll use that one if I want a two-camera shoot, but, like, I don't really ever need a two-camera shoot. I do one camera in the back. That's it. Like, I don't...
They're really
like,
cool about it, and they look good. I'm always like,
do
really?
They?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, because I do...
You have the Sony, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's good.
I got some effort. Like, I got a mic. I'm mic'd up. I got a lav. Everything's mic'd up. So I do some effort, but I can't make it... If you allow it to, you're... It becomes about the shoot and not the show.
And that's happened to me where, like, I'll be about to go up and my, like, lav won't be connecting. And I'm like, fuck. And then I literally one time was, like, late getting the host was like, Tori Cole. And I was like,
yeah,
here.
Because, yeah.
And then I literally wasn't even thinking about my jokes. So I was like, my lav's not connected.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, my reels. And then I'm like, why am I even doing this? How am I
this business
go?
Is done.
It's hard.
It's done.
But you know what I'm like, it's... It's stressful when you, like, get up there and you're like, well, this is just happening in the moment.
I've had a couple times that happens, but I had a couple of times, and you do get frustrated because you're just like, I wish I had this. Because obviously the best stuff happens when the camera's not on or not recording.
And it's hard. It's like clubs should just do it.
Some clubs are starting to do it, but a lot of times, even the clubs that do it now, like they'll send you your tape, like it's very low quality. So yeah. Like they don't have, a lot of clubs don't have like a high quality. The cellar has a high quality
set up all the time.
Yeah, and the stand.
They send it to you immediately?
Yeah, they send it to you immediately. And the stand has a high quality setup too. So those two clubs. And New York.
Though, right?
Yeah, only downstairs. They're going to do upstairs. And New York Comedy Club has a high quality setup
too. The city's set up.
But I don't do my set in the city. I would only need the clip. I only need it when I'm doing new material just to work on the joke.
How often are you doing new stuff?
I don't know. I used to be like a scheduled new stuff guy, but now I just, whenever I feel like it, but like, I come up with a lot of new stuff, like a lot. Mm-hmm. Like I don't write every day. I don't think, but like when I sit down to write, like I'll come up with like 5 minutes.
Flows out of you?
Well, it'll be like, I'll come up with like 7 minutes and then you edit it down and get like 3 minutes. That'll be the thing. Cause I like, as you grow, you just kind of learn how to do it better.
Do you feel like you like fill in a lot of your pillar jokes, or are you just like starting fresh? Cause I feel like for a while, it took me a long time to get my pillars, and then I'll have like 3 or 4 jokes within a joke. But I feel like as I've been getting like a little farther along, like I'll have like 10 jokes under that main joke.
What's a pillar?
A killer joke that works every time.
Yeah, well,
it has jokes under it, you know?
I'm more concerned at this point in my my career, I'm more concerned with the full hour than I am just like when I was new, it was like having a tight 10, 15 minutes for the city because that's all I was doing with city spots.
Yeah.
But now I'm not concerned with the 10, 15. I know I can do 10, 15. I'm more concerned with like making the hour tighter, coming up with new stuff for the hour, stuff like that.
When you went into your hour filming, were you ever like nervous that you weren't going to remember certain parts?
No, not remember. No, I wasn't anxious about that.
I feel like that's a lot to remember.
But because you think a whole hour. But you don't have to remember the hour. It's a weird thing where you don't remember the hour. You just got to remember the joke that goes in front of it.
Yeah.
So you know what joke goes after. You just
and
remember.
Then once you get there, you'll get there.
Yeah, you just remember like this joke goes first, this one goes second, this goes third. So as long as you get the first one, the train starts moving. So you'll remember all of them. So that's kind of how I memorize. You went to my taping. Yeah.
I was there. It was really good.
Thank you.
I liked all the steam and the smoke.
Yeah, we made it steamy. Yeah. That was
I like that venue.
That was nice, right? Mm-hmm. I was really
That was 2 years ago now?
Longer, I think. Going to be 3.
That's
crazy. It's going to be 3 years, I think.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Time is weird. After the pandemic, it's like there's the pandemic and then there's now. And you're like, what just happened?
Yeah, 100%. 100%. I remember that time. I mean, that was a crazy time. But I'm happy with that work that I put out.
Yeah, well, you still put it on your Instagram.
Yeah, I use clips. I use reels and stuff. Yeah.
It looks great.
Yeah.
And it's like, it reminds me, it's like, don't be afraid to continuously post older things.
Oh, no. Now I find that you got to run your Instagram kind of like a TV network.
Yeah, like run it again.
Yeah. You got to have new stuff sometimes. Mm-hmm. But the reruns that are hits work, too. Like Seinfeld's still getting aired.
Yeah. Like Chloe LeBranch was telling me how Ryan Long will post the same joke like 2 years later.
2 years is wait. I'll post it like 2 months later.
Same, but he's like already posted that exact joke.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I get so in my head. I'm like, I already posted this. So what else? One's like, we already seen it.
But also, generally, like when you're posting for the people who follow you. You just want to get new followers.
Right.
So hopefully,
what
get shit.
About TikTok going away. Speaking of new followers.
Good. So comedians got to get funny again.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
I know everyone. This like Emma Willman did my show on Thursday last week, and she had a whole bit about it. It was so good.
What'd she say?
She just was like, yeah, do it. Like, we've all just, like, been, like, frying our brains on this platform. I won't do the jokes, but it was really funny.
She did it on the podcast or in the show?
The show. Sorry, oh, okay. She did the, Chloe and I had a show at Sesh last Thursday.
Oh, okay.
And Emma was on it.
Where is Sesh? It's a couple blocks from here?
Yeah, it's, like, 5 blocks south. I'm surprised you haven't done it. It's actually a fun room.
Maybe I'll drop. Do they have shows tonight?
Not tonight, no.
It's, like, closed today?
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's only open on Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays.
Even the other Sesh?
I think the other session's even more south.
That one's closed too?
Yeah.
They're both closed?
I think.
All right.
You want to get in there?
No, I've done it. They've hit me up. Like, they hit me up to just come by. Yeah. Like, but I just don't have time.
Right, you got a lot of other spots. I'd love to get booked there. It's so close to me, but the guy that runs it, it's kind of hard to get in there.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's hard to get in there?
Yeah.
I'll wreck you.
Please, yeah, if you don't mind. I'll take a wreck.
That's the thing, when you start comedy, it's so funny. I remember the days running around New York City, just not begging, because I never begged, I never asked for anything, but just wanting, like yearning to be able to work clubs. And you hear, like, how do you get in? No one knows. No one has the thing. You're like, but how does it happen? Like, do I go? Do I email the booker? Do I go say hi? Like, what's the rules? And then it just flips.
You always taught me, first of all, be funny. And I think I've gotten there, but I want to, like, if I'm going to be a squeaky wheel, I want to make sure, like, they're like, where has this girl been all along, kind of a thing. And I feel like I'm getting there.
Yeah, so that was the thing, because I'm from New York. I started here, born and raised here, started comedy here. And when I was like 7 years into comedy in New York, doing comedy every night in New York. And when I went to like some clubs, they were like, where have you been? Like, did you just move here? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I've been doing comedy 7 years every night here.
Well, that's the crazy thing also with comedy in general. It's like you'll see a new account every day and you're like, oh, like, who is this person? They've got like 50,000 followers.
Yeah.
They've been doing it for...
Yeah. 50,000. I've seen one with a million.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is a comic with a million followers. Yeah. I don't know who he is.
I know.
Or she is. Yeah.
Yeah. I know. It's a little concerning. It's kind of like I used to always see like college bumper stickers. And I'm like, what the fuck college is this?
Yeah.
This is an entire school, an entire community of human beings. And I'm like, who the fuck?
Yeah.
And it feels like comedy sometimes where I'm like, what?
Right, right.
A lot of comics coming in from Chicago.
Yeah, Chicago's always been like a good city that has sent a lot of good comedians to New York from Chicago. Boston, same thing.
And I like it, but I'm also like, when they get booked, I'm like, oh, I wanted that.
Yeah, I mean, look, this is New York is like the place to be. So even
Boston's becoming that.
Even from the beginning, it's like, you know, like you do New York, and there's a guy, you're killing in New York, and there's a guy in Chicago, and there's a guy in Memphis, and there's a guy in St. Louis that's killing it. And as soon as they get like to the top, they're gonna move here. So you're not only competing with here, you're competing with some no name that you don't know that's gonna move here. So, which is good though. I think that's good.
You
though
like that?
I mean, at this point,
you're at the top of the anthill though.
I am.
You get to watch.
I guess.
And I'm crawling up here. And
I mean, like, but I crawled too. I had to crawl too. I did all the things. Like, anyone who knows me knows I did all the things for a long time, longer than like anyone does it now. You don't have to do it like how I did it no more. You could just get popular or whatever.
I still feel like I'm doing it the old fashioned way. Like, I don't post TikToks, which I should. Anything I post on my Instagram is like a cut up reel from the road mostly. So I don't film in the city, which I probably should, but
I was 8 years into comedy with a Tonight Show set on Comedy Central half hour, and still like, and Broadway Comedy Club was my main club.
Yeah.
And I loved it. Like, I always, when
you go into the Cellar yet?
No.
No way.
No. People ask me like how to get into like the Cellar, and I'm like, you should go work Broadway. Like, that's like, first of all, on a Saturday night downstairs or upstairs, you know, like, there's not a fuller room in the city than Broadway. And also, they like Rich and them over there, they really give you a chance to like grow.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of clubs don't give you a chance to grow. They do. And comics need that. Like, no, don't think at the Cellar you're not gonna grow. Like, you'll grow, but like, they don't, not on their watch. Like, that's the major leagues.
Aren't the servers like snakes in the grass?
No, kinda? I love all the servers. They're all great.
Don't they like report back to them?
I don't know. They've been very nice to me.
I love the servers too. I'd like to clarify, but like, I hear they relay.
I don't know.
There's a bomb that happens. They.
I mean, I feel like if there's a bomb that happens, it just gets around. I don't know if it's the servers. The comics themselves, they'll be like, I mean, so I don't know. Yeah. They've been all very nice to me, so I don't know what happens, but as it should be, that's the major leagues, I feel like. Yes, and you can evolve and you can grow, and they give you that capacity to do it in front of a packed house, but that's not like, you know, it's not like that's like the top of the line, right?
Yeah.
Like, people come to New York and they pay money to see the best of the best, and you're gonna go on.
You said Gotham is your favorite club to be once.
I've never said of anything about a favorite club. No. I've never said a favorite club. No. I love all the clubs equally. I love The Comedy Cellar. Okay. I love The Stand.
You don't have a
I
favorite?
Love Gotham. No favorites. They're all great. They're all doing great work.
Okay. So political of you.
They're all doing great work. Takes. They're all doing the Lord's work.
But women are inferior or whatever.
I love women. Stop saying that.
That's what you said on your podcast. Do you want to go back to that story that you were doing and then everything went to shit with
What was the story?
You were saying how people think you're really serious.
Oh, yeah, because I went to the Comedy Cellar holiday party. Yeah. And it was, obviously, we were all, like, it was a party. We were all partying on stage, dancing, whatever. And then the next day, like, some of the wait staff, they came up to me and they were like, yo, like, we didn't know, like, every time you come in, you're so serious. We didn't know you were like this. You're so fun. Funny. And I'm like, you saw me when I'm doing sets and I'm working. Yeah. Was I supposed to be drinking and on stage?
Do you drink when you do sets at the
No,
center?
No.
Never?
No.
What do you think when comics bring drinks on stage with them?
No one does that at the Cellar.
Really?
No.
No one?
I mean, maybe the old heads.
I've seen it.
Maybe the old heads.
I've literally seen it when I was there with you.
Who'd you see do it?
It was Dave Attell and
Dave doesn't drink. He's been sober for like 20 years. So you're lying. She's a liar.
It was Glitter Cheese.
Oh, I love her, Liza.
Yeah.
I love Liza.
She was up there with a
Liza's so fun.
In her hand.
Oh, yeah, Liza's so fun.
And
she's
talking
so fun
to Dave.
Liza's one of those girls where when I see her, like, I just want to hang out. I'm like, let's hang out.
Yeah.
Like, she's just a fun time.
She's really sweet. I mean, I worked for this company that she was a part of, and I told her about that. I was like, hi, I'm Tori. And she was really sweet about it. She wasn't like, okay.
We did Moon Tower together.
Did we do it this year?
No, we did it last year. And we would go, like, we would do our sets. We would go to, like, the after party. And then we would just stay up in the lobby to, like, 6 a.m.
Fun.
Like, just talking
just
shit.
Her?
No, me, her, Dulce Sloan. Just talking shit. Mm-hmm. And then we would wake up at, like, 12 and be by the pool, like, mm-hmm. talking shit, drinking. She's so much fun. I love Liza.
Sounds like Moon Tower is a lot of fun. I feel like Austin has South by Moon Tower.
I've done both of them, yeah.
Not this year, though?
You're no.
Busy on the road? Is that why?
No, I did them both. I did them both. I did South by Southwest the year before, and I did Moon Tower last year.
And you've done it?
No, they generally, like, they like to get new people in.
Oh,
like,
it.
Some people do it back-to-back, but they like to get, like, new people. I'll do them again. I loved both of them.
Yeah.
Last year, I did so many festivals. I did Moon Tower. I did JFL. I did Dubai Comedy Fest. It's coming back.
You think?
Yeah, for sure it's coming back.
JFL?
Yeah, for sure.
This year or next year?
No, not this year. They're taking a year off, but I think it'll be back next year.
Okay.
Yeah. When I did JFL last year, I did Variety's Comics to Watch. Every show that I was at was sold out, standing room only.
What do you think happened this year?
I think they're just restructuring. I think they lost money during JFL, so they're mm-hmm. taking a year off to recoup that. But the year that I was there, which was this July, I did the Russell Peters Gala. I think it was like 2,000 seats, mm-hmm. and I couldn't get tickets for it.
Really?
Like, I was on the show, and it was so sold out with a wait list, they couldn't get tickets. And he did like 8 episodes.
Oh, wow.
So, if you were at the festival, it was not a loss of money. Like, the people were there,
okay.
The city was full, the town was electric. I think they'll definitely be back.
Okay.
And I read something somewhere that Montreal is losing like somewhere upwards of like $10 million. On like the tourism that the festival brings,
because
it's a month long festival. So think about the restaurants, the hotels, the Ubers, everything, everyone flying in.
Damn, 2,000 people. What's the biggest audience you've had?
Probably that one, 2,000.
Okay.
Yeah, probably that one. It's probably about 1,800, I believe.
Have you done even done a theater other than that?
That was a theater.
Yeah.
That was a theater.
Okay. Okay. I feel like I'm waiting for your theater tour. You know.
Me too.
Is that your dream?
No, I don't have dreams like that.
You have no dreams?
No.
Not one dream?
No. I just want to continue to do good work, have people come out to see me, and continue to make a living. Everything else is a bonus.
Wow, that's so beautiful.
Yeah. I would love to do it, but it's not like I'm like, oh, I dreamed about this now.
You have no, but you used to have a background. Oh, it was, your background on your phone was a theater.
No.
But it was.
The background is my HBO thing.
It used to be the theater that I guess you were going to film in or that you did film in. At one point, it was a theater.
Was it?
Yeah, I just remember that, and I was like, oh, "That's cool," because I like you. Mine used to be the Cellar, remember?
Yeah.
And then I decided, why always wish for something far away when you could just enjoy the now?
Cellar's not that far away.
That's so sweet.
It's not.
I know.
It's not as far away as you think. I was one of the people that it took me a long, long time to get into the Comedy Cellar. And I love it. I mean, they're just the best over there. But it's a club. It's just a club that does good stand-up.
Yeah, It's my dream.
Yeah, it's as it should be.
It's like
it,
my number one.
As if it
I
should
do
be.
That, like then I can die.
I mean, that's a lot of
shoot
pressure.
Me out back after.
That's a lot of pressure. I feel like so many people have that those things, and then when they get in there, they're so nervous that they can't be themselves and they can't like yeah. behave.
But I feel like I have enough close friends that are in it that have also said the same things to me, and I'm like, I think I would go into it being like, if you don't have it, you don't have it. Who cares?
I love it there. I remember when I got in, but when I got in, I didn't ask nobody for recommendations or nothing like that. I was pretty lucky in that people just recommended me without me even knowing about it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, that was so it was low pressure. And I had already done him a couple times because when I did the Tonight Show, you run the set at the Comedy Cellar. Like they'll take you around and do the rooms.
Fun.
Yeah. So I had already done it, so I felt a little bit comfortable with it.
When you auditioned, you were mm-hmm. like, oh, I've performed here.
Yeah. Yeah. Although I had like a rough audition though.
Really?
Why? Yeah, because it just wasn't a good crowd. So I didn't do too well.
But they were like, whatever.
No, I mean, just shout out to Esty. She just like, I spoke to her about it later. She was just like, she knows comedy. She was like, I don't care about the crowd. I knew your, I saw your jokes and I thought they were good jokes.
Does she sit in the room or does she watch a tape later?
She sits in the room. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
But she's just like a nice lady who loves comedy.
Yeah.
Like they make her out to be like this, like,
I
don't know.
She's like the wise tree in Pocahontas.
But she loves comedy. Like, even if now, like, Esty, when I see her, she'll come down to watch the set and she'll sit in the thing and you can hear her laughing.
Aww.
Like, she's not one of these, like, I know comedy and I know what's funny and don't laugh.
Yeah. Was she a comic at some point? Or?
No, I don't believe so. I don't know. I don't believe so. But she'll watch comedy till this day. She's been in comedy all these years. She'll watch comedy and you can hear her laughing in the room.
I love that. Like,
and she laughs loud, like she claps, you can hear her laughing. Like, mm-hmm. I hate these people who do comedy and they're like, I know comedy, but I watch it like this. Oh, that was good. Oh, that was a good bit.
Do you laugh when you watch comedy?
Yeah. I love comedy. I watch it, I laugh, I enjoy it. I still watch specials. I watch my friends' specials.
Who's your favorite comedian?
I don't have a favorite, but I like a lot of people. Do you have a favorite?
Well, I have like three that kind of influence how
who,
I
who's
into
that?
It. Eliza Schlesinger and Taylor Tomlinson and Amy Schumer.
It's crazy that Taylor Thompson influenced how you got into it because Taylor's like 29.
I know. Making sure this is worth
somebody, I had a, who was it? Patrick.
But also, she's so fucking funny. But
Taylor's great.
I saw her live at Radio City and that
I know.
Gave me, I saw also Ali Wong. I saw her in the theater and I cried.
I know.
That's
kind of not. Yeah,
I like her.
Patrick from The Stand, he told me that like a comic wanted to audition, and he was like, I grew up watching Pete Davidson, and the guy, Patrick was like, Pete Davidson, like that was like 10 years.
Is
like, I don't remember who the comic was, but not to say not that Pete Davidson isn't great, but just like Pete is so young, like that's how young the new
it
batch.
Scares
of,
me when the new batch is
yeah,
coming in.
Yeah, like, they're
whoa,
so
whoa,
young.
Whoa.
Yeah,
whoa.
I remember when Pete was I think like 17. That's when I started.
Yeah,
like when he was just like
it was
hosting.
Ricky, Pete and
yeah,
like, they were all like the crew.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. He was at the Cellar.
And they would always kill.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. What? Yeah, Ricky, all of them. Yeah, they were great.
Are you friends with them at all or no?
Yeah, yeah. I remember, like, Ricky Velez is one of those people, like, every time I see him, he does well.
He's so funny.
Some comics are like that. Like, every time,
like,
you see them, they just do well.
Like, that's like you, Emma, Usama.
Am I like that?
Jared Waters. I've never seen you bomb.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. I mean, I haven't seen you in a while. But when I used to, like, follow you around to clubs, when we, like, have, like, the runaround nights.
Yeah.
Those were fun. I was, like, your ride-along.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
you came to the cellar a couple of times, right?
Cellar, stand.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You hit them all.
Well, I always do my best. I think a lot of people, like, sometimes people don't do their best a lot of times. Like, the crowd will be bad, and they'll just play to the crowd.
Well, that was interesting. Like, you taught me, it was cool to watch you be so structured, and then you would fold in new things here and there. And it was also when you were working on your hour before you did the taping. And it's interesting. It's like I've had you as an influence in Troy, and like Troy will just like go up there and be like, "What do you guys want to hear about?" And like every hour is different, which is fascinating to me. I've never seen him do the same hour twice.
Really?
Never.
Same jokes, but not the same hour.
Not even the same jokes. Like he has like 5 hours that he just like rotates through.
Is one of them good. Shout out Troy.
Yeah, they're good.
Troy's one of those guys though. He's always been like that. Even since I remember him being like a young comic, he was always like a freedom of like
canon?
No stream of conscious. Yes, like could just yes. be funny stream of conscious.
He's
like,
just funny off the cuff too. Like, yeah, when talking to him. Like, I like to think that I'm a smart person, which I sound dumb saying that, but like when I talk to him, he's just running circles around me, and I'm like, this is a lot.
Yeah, no, Troy, yeah, he's always, it don't surprise me. Certain talents are like that. Like, there's like the, like, it's like in the Godfrey-esque where they could just like, just speak and they could just like find a funny. I'm more like, I honestly don't feel like and I'm not saying this about them. I just don't feel like I'm that important to like people want to hear what I want to what
That's
I have to say.
How I feel when I post on Instagram. I'm like, I should just kill myself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I just feel like, listen, I prepared this show. Yeah. I worked on it for you, and this is what you're gonna get.
Yeah.
And that's it. Like, I'm not gonna give you like, you know. And that's not to say like, if you see me live, there is times where I like, you know, I have clips. But it's not even, to be honest, it's so funny, like, because I don't even do crowd work anymore. It's just people yell shit at me, which I don't want them to.
Do you not like crowd work?
No, I hate it.
Really?
Yeah, I hate it.
I feel like it's the biggest pops in my experience.
It is, because it's a cheat code.
Right. They're like, wow.
Yeah, it's a cheat code.
So quick.
Yeah, you're cheating,
like,
though. Yeah, you're cheating the crowd.
I don't know.
But it works. It works. I've done it. I have clips. I do it sometimes. It works.
It's cheating. It's a hot take.
You think so?
I don't think it's cheating.
Why?
Because it's funny.
But let me explain why.
Okay.
I believe in the art of stand-up. Mm-hmm. The most difficult part of stand-up is the fact that we have to go up there and be funny without context. Anyone can be funny with context. Not anyone, but you know how you meet somebody who's funny in the group of friends? Mm-hmm. That person is funny because his friends give him context, right? They'll say, I went to the store and did this, and then he'll punch that, and that'll be funny. But if everyone was just silent and he had to create the funny out of thin air, he couldn't do it. That's why everyone can't do stand-up. Because we have to create context out of silence. Okay. If you go into the audience and you ask somebody, where you from, or how long you guys been together, or where you met, and they tell you things, now they're giving you context.
I see.
You're making it like you're in a group of friends, which is easier to punch up.
Okay.
If they didn't give you that and you had to just be funny or a thing, it's difficult. That's why I say it's cheating. Now, some people are masters at it and they've learned to be great at it and they're way better than everyone else. Those people are doing something differently. But generally speaking, like the majority of us, most comics you speak to will say, oh, yeah, we do this. It's like a little cheat thing that we do where we create context. We make it like it's friends hanging out. And then the audience leave and they think like, oh, he's naturally funny, because your average audience isn't aware that creating context is the art form.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
But shout out to everyone who does it. People are literally crowd working their way into Madison Square Garden.
This is true.
Which is amazing.
Yeah.
Shout out to them.
You're not.
Yeah. Some people also like, a lot of comedians are like crowd working like on IG, but then if you go to their show, they don't crowd work, which is, I think that's like,
well, yeah. Well, I like to clip crowd work because I don't burn my material online or I already put all my jokes out there. I'm like, well, here's something new.
Yeah. I think the business has changed so much where it's like, there's no more burning material. You just put everything out. That's it.
Yeah. Seeing it in real life is different than seeing it on
TV. Yeah, it's no more. Like before, you used to have to save it for when they came see it. Now you just put it out, whatever. Yeah, I'll write more.
It gets lost.
They'll forget they saw it.
Yeah.
It doesn't, none of it matters.
So true.
But I think that for the, I think for the veteran comics who know what they're doing, where they're like, I'm just doing crowd work for the engagement, and then when people come out to see me, they'll get a whole show. I think that's fine for those people because they came up the right way. But I think for the young comics, it's hurting them a little bit because I've seen this in New York. Like, I dropped by, I was doing a show and they were doing an open mic, and it was a 3-camera shoot at the open mic, and the guy was crowd working with the other comics. I then saw him, I was scrolling and I saw the clip from the open mic that I was at, and it had like 3 million views.
What?
Insane. insane. And I was like, this is great right now, but this is not good for the evolution of...
I have a close friend that just blew up on Instagram, got like 80,000 followers overnight for like talking about how she asked her like roofer out. Shout out Megan Otto, love you.
Shout out Megan.
And then she went to a mic and it looks amazing. She clipped it and I was like, what show is this? She's like, oh, it was just a mic. And it got like 100,000 views because she had such a following. And I was like, holy shit.
Yeah, no, okay, people are doing that. Which I get it. I'm not knocking them. I get it. When I was like a young comic, I was trying to figure out what was the quickest way to get me into the things I wanted to get. So I understand. But in hindsight, as a elder, I know that that is not the right way to develop.
Yeah.
Because you would be in the middle of the country. People will come out to see you, and you will not have the thing that they came to see.
Well, you always taught me. I was going to tell you this earlier when the audio cut out. You always taught me you can take the elevator up, but you'll have to take it back down and take the stairs.
Yeah,
and that has really stuck with me because anytime I get bitter about that, I'm like, oh. But then I'm like, no, I'm taking the stairs, and this is how it works.
Yeah, the thing about the elevator ride up, like when people take the elevator, which just seems so common now, I feel like the business allows you to take the elevator up, but you can't get off. Like it just takes you up so you can see it from the elevator, then the doors close and you come right back down.
Okay.
Like the stairs, you stay up there. Yeah. You've earned it. Mm-hmm. But the elevator, it don't let you get off, it seems like. It seems like you could just see it. And everyone sees that you're at the top, but then you just got to take it right back down.
Well, I feel like as you take the stairs too, you gain a community. And I think in the elevator ride, you don't get that. So I feel lucky where I'm at. Like I have close friendships with people that around me that, you know, as they rise, lift. And so I feel like you don't get that in an elevator ride.
Right.
Also, it's not as fun. Like I love this.
You don't.
I feel lucky.
There's also a thing of like, and again, shout out to those people because they were just able to achieve the thing that in reality I was trying to achieve when I was a new comic. I just didn't. In hindsight, I look at it as I'm happy I didn't. But at the time I was trying to and I failed. Mm-hmm. Like I was trying to take the elevator up and I failed. But yeah, there's a thing of being at a show and you see like the new comics who are, or the elevator comics who are nervous or they don't know how to handle it or they never been in the situation. But when you've been through like the ringer, you're just, oh, this is just another show. Yeah. This will be fine. I've done many shows like that where I'm just sitting there and this will be fine. And other comics who are way more famous than me are trembling. Because not because any reason other than they're just newer.
Right.
I would have been, if I was at that point, I was the same at that point also.
Yeah, I feel that.
Yeah.
I've been, I'll hit record again. It just happened.
Okay. This is terrible.
No, it's not. This is when you have to do everything yourself. Everything's fine. It's terrible. Whatever. You're addicted to your phone.
No, I'm not.
What time is it? Oh, look at us. Under an hour.
7:15, 8 o'clock. Where are you going to dinner?
The Polo Bar.
Oh, I know the Polo Bar.
Yeah.
Why? Well, who are you going with?
My friend. It's her birthday.
Oh, nice.
And it's two other friends, so four of us.
Did you move the camera?
Does it look bad?
No, you look a little cut off. Yeah, lean down a little bit. Yeah, that's good.
There we go.
All right.
No.
So what were you saying?
I don't know.
We were talking about comedy and somehow
we've had a lot of flow states
because this is the most underproduced podcast I've
underproduced. I'm a one-man show. I'm doing my best.
Yeah, you're trying.
Are you comfortable?
Yeah
Well, okay, whatever. I'll probably have to go to a studio at some point.
No, this is good. For what? Why pay for a studio when you have this hallway?
But I have to press buttons every 5 seconds.
Yeah, maybe hire somebody. Come here, press the button.
Oh, yeah.
That's the thing. You got to get a camera. Better
camera? That doesn't cut off every 30 minutes? Does yours do that, too?
Actually, I'll send you there's a thing you could buy where it doesn't cut off.
Really?
And it's very cheap. It's like $30. I'll send it to you.
The link?
Yeah, for Amazon. Yeah.
How does it work?
You plug it into the sound thing. This is very inside baseball. I hope you're gonna cut this out. But
all right, maybe I will do that first.
Yeah.
Whatever. I'm balling on a budget over here.
Yeah, and it's like $30 on Amazon. All
right. Maybe I will do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
What else?
What else? What else? Did you say what else?
No. Yeah. Yeah. I'm saying like, what else are we talking about?
I don't know. I did write some things down.
Oh, you got writing?
I like to be prepared.
Do you?
The batteries was a one-off.
Okay.
And it was charged new before you got... We covered a lot of this. Favorite club on the road?
The DC Improv.
Really? I had to try to come with you, and you're like, sorry, they book everything.
Yeah, they didn't let me bring an opener.
When
but that
was it? Did it already happen, or is it coming up?
I've done it already. I've done it twice, but I'm doing it again. But in they don't fall, let me bring right? an opener. No, in the fall. They don't let me bring an opener, but...
What about a guest spot?
Yeah, maybe I'll get you a guest spot.
When is it?
In October. I'm going to film again, hopefully in November.
I'm gonna put it in my calendar.
And I booked the DC Improv like right before I film, because it's such a good club.
It's
and
such
you just,
a good club.
You just want to go there and rock it out to have confidence in the act.
Oh, cool. When are you filming a special?
I hope in November of this year.
Okay, where?
I hope in Irving Plaza here in New York.
Cool. That's a good venue.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
No special has been filmed there. Ooh. And I think I have a knack for like cool specials. I was told that.
Like where you were in Brooklyn was
different? Like I planned that whole thing. Uh-huh. Like I found a place. With the help of my manager, the director, and my agents, but it was all like they just made my idea come to life.
Cool.
Yeah. And speaking to them, they were just like, oh yeah, you know, like you have a knack, like a vision for this kind of stuff, like on how to make, I don't know how to make it work. That's why you get people that know how to make it work, but I tell them what I want and they know how to create it.
That's really cool.
So I have a vision for Irving Plaza that I think will be really cool.
That's exciting.
Yeah. Hopefully we could get that. Maybe during New York Comedy Festival.
Okay.
The most important part of the thing is the comedy, the act, and the hours there, I actually have to cut down.
Really?
Yeah, I'm over the hour. I have to cut down, and I'm still writing. So November comes, I'm still writing, and I'm on the road. So by the time November comes, it's just going to be better.
Are you booked every weekend, basically?
Pretty much. I have some off here and there.
Are you tired ever?
No, like I'll come home and I'm home during the week and I don't have a 9-to-5, right? I get to rest during the day. Although it is like a lot of auditions and podcast and all that stuff. But this is the job. I'm not tired. People go to do construction every day.
Totally. Yeah.
I'm not tired.
I mean, maybe that's why I was so tired touring last year.
But you have the job.
Yeah. It was really tough.
That's tough. Of course. When I started comedy, I had the day job and it was a lot. It was a lot for sure. And it is a lot even without the job once you get busy enough.
Well, traveling kind of is hard on your body. I feel like I gained a lot of weight. It just kind of happened.
How much?
I think I probably gained like 10 pounds.
That's not a lot.
I feel gross still.
Get on Ozempic.
Don't tempt me with a good time. But yeah, no, it just was hard to find like...
You want to do Ozempic?
I don't think so. What's weird about Ozempic is all it does is make you not want to eat. So I'm like, why can't I just not eat?
Because you want to eat.
I love food.
Yeah. Who doesn't?
Yeah.
Ozempic people, but. They actually sell Ozempic in the Dominican Republic. You could get it for $250.
Do you go back a lot?
I try to go back a couple times a year, but I'm busy.
I was going to go to Casa de Campo.
You were?
Mm-hmm.
That's nice.
I know we had it booked in November, and then my friend was like, nah, let's go to Florida. It's for her bachelorette.
Your friend's rich?
That was a problem. She was like, the flights are too much.
The flights? Casa de Campo is like $2,000 a night.
We found like a cheaper area. It's like 10 of us too. So you cut it between the 10 people. It's not bad.
That's fun.
Yeah, but now I'm not going. You're going to Florida. So we're going to play donkey polo.
What part of Florida?
Now we're going to West Palm.
All your friends are married. Like you've been to the most weddings I know of anyone.
Really?
You're at a wedding pretty frequently.
I said no to three already this year.
Were you in a sorority?
No.
So how do you...
I have a lot of really close friends.
Do you feel weird when you post a photo, let's say at a bachelorette party, and it's like 14 girls and they're all white blondes? Do you feel weird about that?
I don't really post my personal life anymore.
I know, but like when you did, do you ever feel weird about that?
Before, I don't think I was in a community that would make me question that, whereas now I definitely think I'd be like, well, this is basic as fuck.
Yeah, where somebody's like, man, they really just stuck together, huh?
Yeah.
Don't cut this out.
That's funny. I didn't. Honestly, being in comedy.
There's nothing wrong with what you or your friends have done. But I'm just saying, when you see it in photographs, it is alarming.
Because I take it from your perspective, and that's very funny. But for me, before comedy, I would post like my wine glass in the sunset and all my best girlfriends and my dinner. And
I actually like that. I think you should go back to that. And I'm being serious about that.
Really?
Yeah. I think a comedian becoming just about comedy is the opposite of what people want.
I agree. I'm trying to find, I mean, I definitely still post some random stuff from my life, but I have a harder time being like, or I get uncomfortable posting like an expensive dinner where I'm like, I don't be able to be like, oh, she's rich. Or like my
car. Why?
For example.
Like, now, like literally back in the day, that was a thing where like comedians had to be poor, depressed, and suicidal.
Yeah.
But now every, like, whoever's watching this, your favorite comedian, whatever act he's trying to put on, I know they come out with like a black t-shirt and jeans to like, I'm the everyday guy. He's a millionaire. Like, yeah. Your favorite comic is a millionaire. Troy Bond is a millionaire.
I just want to make
they're sure all millionaires. They're not like you.
It's my money that I earned. You know what I mean? And I never want someone to question that we're the
isn't money. It funny how comedians are trying to be like modest and they're all millionaires?
No one wants to look like they have a lot of money.
They do, though.
It's not relatable.
They do. We were at the green room talking. We were talking at the green room. It's like a bunch of comics. I won't say who was in there. But it's a bunch of comics that everyone knows. Not super famous. Regular, everyday comics. And they were talking about how they went to dinner and spent like $2,500 at dinner. And I'm like...
Total?
Yeah, but it was like three comics.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh yeah, everyone's rich now.
From like what, OnlyFans or something?
No, everyone's rich now because...
I'm not rich.
You're getting there, though.
I mean,
Troy's rich.
Yeah, I know. Well, he can pay for me to go on the road with him.
He's rich. He's a rich guy. I'm shout out to him. He deserves it. He worked hard. He used to have to literally, not literally, but figuratively fight audience members at Broadway Comedy Club. He was the host. Well, now it makes him go viral. But then he was doing it for no viral, just for free. He was hosting and security at the same time.
I mean, I worked the door. I was... Door and security.
But even when you came along, like you when you started working the door, that was like towards the end of my run.
Yeah.
I was there for like 5 years previous.
Right. You're not there anymore?
No, I haven't done it in a while. Yeah. I want to though, but I just don't have the time.
Well, you're on the road.
Yeah, I want to though. Cause I'm on the road every weekend and I don't know, to go on a weekday, it doesn't seem like
it is kind of far.
Yeah.
But you can park out front, it's easy.
I know, but do they have people on weekdays? Yeah.
Not a ton, but the 9 always has some, like a good 40 at least.
Yeah. I just didn't want to, you know, I just didn't want to go fight somebody.
That's fair. I can't, the thought of working the door there, it makes me like, not that I'm at that point, but.
How's Janice?
I haven't talked to her.
She there?
I think so, yeah.
Shout out to Janice.
I haven't seen her in a while. Yeah.
Yeah. You don't do the door no more.
No. I like to think I've graduated.
Because you're rich. Tori's rich too.
No, we're not.
Don't let this modest, everyday person. I wish you could see this penthouse apartment she has, but she only wants to show the wall.
I do want to say it was cute the way we met. Was me working the door.
I thought you were Mark Norman's wife.
Really?
May?
May Planner? People do think I look like her.
Yeah, I thought you were May.
It's me, Rachel Williams, and May that people get us confused.
I saw you and I felt like I gave you a way bigger high than I should because I thought you were May.
That's hilarious. I was like, wow, Ian Lara is so friendly.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God, hey. I think I said congratulations because it was like at the time she just got engaged with Mark. So I was like, congratulations. And you were like, for what? And I was just like, I don't think this is May.
That's so funny.
In my defense, you look like May a little bit.
Well, I just remember I went up right before you and it was so bad. And
I sat down.
I was bad.
Oh.
I was just getting back into it after the pandemic. And I remember you watched, and I was like, I was so stressed about it. And then we bonded eventually because I was leaving when you were leaving, and I got into my orange Jeep Wrangler, and you're like, what the fuck is that? And I was like, you want to go for a ride?
Oh, yeah, I've never been in the Jeep Wrangler.
Yeah.
I got a Jeep too, though.
Yeah.
But I've never been in a Wrangler.
Right, and I was like, you're like, can the top go down? And I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
So I took the top down. We went for a ride.
Yeah, yeah, I remember that.
And then you're like, I'm going to the cellar. So I went with you, and then here we are.
You went to the cellar that night?
Yeah. You were like, I have to be at the cellar later. And I was like, I'll just drive us. And you're like, no, I'll drive us because that's a pain to do. So then I think I just left my car somewhere, either at my apartment, and then we went to the cellar.
Oh, yeah. That's when you lived on 3rd.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember that. It's not even that long ago. It seems like forever.
3 years, but yeah.
Was it or 2?
3. That was 2021. It's 2024 now.
That might have been 2020. No, 2021.
Yeah. Because I got back to the city in May 21. So, crazy.
Good times, good
time
stuff.
Time flies. Well, I guess for an hour.
You're going to chop this down?
There's so many buttons.
You're going to chop this down?
I have to fix it.
To 30?
5:45. This was really fun. Yeah. This was flowing.
Yeah, flows.
Do you want to plug anything? Say anything else?
The Adulthood.
This is coming out April 1st, by the way.
So yeah, the Adulthood podcast. Wherever you get your podcasts, on YouTube, Spotify, Apple, Adulthood podcast. Watch my special. It's on HBO. Romantic comedy. Follow me on Instagram, Ian Lara Live. And I'm on YouTube at Ian Lara Live. And I post clips and I post stand-up. And I'm just a regular guy, man. Just doing regular stuff. Being rich like Tori, Troy, and the rest of us comics.
You are being rich?
Yeah, like all of us.
Congrats on being rich.
You too.
Well, thanks for being here. Great apartment. I really appreciate you. All right. Thanks, guys. Thanks for listening. See you whenever. Bye.